All right, folks. Hey, we're back. And it is Tuesday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. Kim Wade, I am coming to you alive from WYAB 103.9 FM. Well, folks, it is Tuesday. We're back. You know what? Had to turn the air on coming up in here. Coming up here today in the car, in the truck, rather. And it's time for the AC doctor. I reminded you on Monday, their number is 601-706-4551. Get that heating and air conditioning unit checked, inspected, and serviced by the ACDR.com. The AC doctor, folks, he does good work. And work you can depend on, take his word for. You know, some people, oh, you're going to need a new unit. If he tells you that, you do need a new unit, because he's going to get the system that you have working optimally if it's possible. He'll give you his best estimation on how much life you got left in the thing and yada, yada, yada. That's why I commend him to you highly. The AC doctor, my friend, and a great businessman out there in Rankin County, serving all central Mississippi. All right, folks, it is an open forum. Our hotline number is brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. That's right, folks. Complete Exteriors. Oh, Eddie over there awaits your call at 601-326-2755. If you need that first, second, third estimate, you need someone to put the roof on right, get the work done properly, he's your huckleberry. And he himself has spent 20 years in the insurance industry, so he knows both sides of the streets. He knows all the tricks of the trade, and he can tell you, hey, this is what's best for you. That's the advice you need from our good friends over Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. All right, folks, it is an open forum here today. We got a lot to talk about. I don't know if you checked out Jackson Jambalaya's website. Jackson Jambalaya, the fish, was out at Rankin County today as the hearing was held for a young lady, 14-year-old, who killed her parents, killed her mom and shot her stepdad. And he covers the trial. He was there in the courtrooms, got pictures and commentary. And folks, I don't know. Look, I don't know why the world's coming apart, and it's scriptures jumping off the pages. These young folks are sociopaths, man. These people, look, these kids are crazy. And then you got Big Pharma pumping them full of drugs. Back when I was coming, we just had the regular stuff. You know, that old, headache reefer. A little wine and alcohol, Mad Dog 2020 and all that. These folks today, man, they crazy just on their own volition. They come out the womb eligible to kill because of mental illness. This young lady is going to be tried as an adult, at least at this point here. She's being held without bond. She's 14 years old. From what I can tell reading the article the Kingfish has there, that she really didn't have a full appreciation of what's going on in her life. She just know that, you know, and most people today are serial thinkers. They can only deal with what's in front of them right then and there, which is part of the problem. There's no big picture, folks, to speak into their lives. And this is what you hear the strong man doing here on a daily basis. Hey, guys, you don't want to do this. You're going to regret it. And then you got to hear, oh, no, I got to be me. I got to do my thing, dog. And then they stand around with a finger in their ear wanting somebody to have mercy on them. Cut them some slack. Well, young Carly's probably going to spend a good, well, I don't know if you can get natural life anymore. I think you get 25 years or something, then you're eligible for parole. But, she's got some difficult days ahead. There's just so much tragedy up in Chicago. You know, last week they were jumping up and down about a young Biden supporter who was regulated by the popos. He reached the pavement temperature as a result of firing on the police officers. At least this is what the police version of it that they were fired upon. And from the video, it does look like something caused them to jump back from the car. So I guess gunfire would do that for me. But anyway, he was shot 96 times. Well, there was 96 shots fired. And word is that 11 of those shots were from him. So 85 entered Mr. Dexter Reed, or his automobile. And of course, the usual suspects showed up. You got a newly minted civil rights activist who's going to be beating the drums for a paycheck for the family. And then this weekend, 40 plus people were shot in Chicago. And then I think it was last night or Sunday night, an 8-year-old girl got her top of her head blowed off by some Biden supporters, Democrats. Then a 1-year-old baby was shot in the belly, and a 7-year-old was shot twice in the belly. But hey, there's nothing wrong. We don't want to make America great again. No, 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 we don't want to do that. Folks, you see why I hold the line? You see why I am unmoved by these yahoos? I'm just going to be honest with you. Let's keep it real. And you can quote me on this. The Democrat Party is a death culture in that party. If you're a Democrat, you're subject to kill someone. Just because.
But I believe that our city...
It's not safe. See? Even the crackheads, folks, not to say that the mayor's a crackhead.
I believe that our city is safe.
He's definitely a liar, though. Folks, listen. It's like when I do the gun and knife club. It's not going to get any better. These people are totally, I mean, they lack self-awareness. Death and destruction is going to follow them every day of their lives. As soon as their feet hit the floor in the morning, they're out causing mischief, death, and destruction. I'm not, and you know I'm not wrong. But you're trying to maintain this front, trying to flex and floss. Folks, this is why I keep saying, these people have to be defeated under feet, under foots, foots or feets, however you want to do it. They're going to be defeated. This is why I keep telling you, we need men. And the mayor in Chicago wants to do away with the detectors. They got the stuff out there where they can pick up gunfire and say, hey, there's gunshot. Well, we know that. You're getting all these 911 calls from the same area. So he wants to take the money that they're spending on those and put it towards the migrants who are invading our country. Oh, the migrants, by the way, are being advised before they even get here, vote for Joe Biden. They're issuing Social Security numbers to these folks. The election, folks, this is the whole thing about it. They're still in the elections, and the incumbents, the Uniparty, they know what's going on. The country's gone, y'all. We just the last to acknowledge it, but I mean, it's going to collapse right before our eyes, and it may collapse on you in the wrong location. This is why I keep saying you need to be strapped down. You really do need to be armed, both with the old Colt, 6 hour, or whatever you need. You need to be carrying something, but you also need to understand it is going to pop off. It's going to jump off. In areas where Democrats are, folks, it is going to be, I can't even describe the hellhole it's going to be. There's not going to be any commerce there. It's going to be like living in the Gaza Strip. Services are going to be cut off. There won't be any food for sale. You'll be sitting there waiting on Sally Struthers to come in with the plastic bowls and the oatmeal. All because I don't want to make America great again. I don't even want America to be great now. Tear it up. I'm telling you, folks, you know I'm not wrong. These people are a problem. The Democrat Party is the source of the problem. End of story. You know, I know there's some libertarians out there who say, oh, both parties are the problem. Well, both parties are a problem, but the Democrat Party is the problem. The Republican Party is the problem from the standpoint that we have people like the gentleman from the 3rd District with the Hitler Youth hairstyle. That would be Grimy Mike, who, folks, he's selling us out both legs of his drawers. He doesn't care, but he's not alone. It's all up and down the food chain. The fact that Delbert Hosemann and the Secretary of State, Mr. Watson, and others didn't move to secure our elections via the 10-day certification process in strengthening the ability of people to have the election held in abeyance until all the votes are make sure they were properly cast. It ain't that big a damn deal that we got to do it in 10 days if we're going to lose our freedoms in the process. But nope, Delbert didn't do anything. And Delbert knows. He was the Secretary of State for 8 years. Folks, nobody's looking out for America. I just hate to tell you this, dog. We're screwed. And then you see up there in New York, thousands of migrants are marching on the police station because they're unhappy with the policing policies of New York City. Then they had some migrants beat, looked like a black guy, over a parking space. They beat the guy with a baseball bat. You don't see Al Sharpton marching on that. I'm telling you, these migrants, boy, they're getting ready to turn black folks. They're getting ready to turn our water on, dog. They're going to have us running in our own neighborhoods. Because these people are, look, they're battle-hardened. We ain't built for this stuff. We talk all that old tough talk. These people about that life, dog. When you got somebody who can outrun a cheetah coming after you, baby. Okay. The strong man tried to warn y'all. Kim, you in danger too. That's what I'm screaming. Y'all done got the strong man in the line of fire. And I ain't done nothing to nobody. But y'all gonna learn. You gonna learn to listen to me. Ask Donut Head. The truth of the matter is, folks, America is over with. It's over. I mean, this is the fall of the Roman Empire, baby. At this point, we're just descending through the air. We just hadn't hit the bottom. You know, it's not the fall that kills you. It's hitting the ground. And that's going to kill America. And I would harp, and I didn't get to mention on yesterday about what's going on over there in the Middle East. Folks, you got to understand, America has funded every side of all these wars. Both sides of Ukraine and Russia. Both sides of what's going on over in Israel. They're funding everybody over there. And they're selling arms to everybody. This administration, this is the skunk of the planet Earth. Y'all talk about Donald Trump going to get us in war with Russia, going to get us in war into war with China. And folks, it's Joe Biden. Everything is on fire. And you got them folks out there, they don't care. They blue. They're going to be blue till they die. I'm telling you, they're going to ride this thing down into the doit. Not dirt, the doit. Because, folks, their conscience has been seared. It's a demonic stronghold over their minds. You can't talk to them. You can't reason with them. You can't present facts or information. They are hell-bent on death. Oh, I'm not going to be found wrong on this. Scripture is jumping off the pages over in the Middle East. Now, this thing with Iran, folks, this is end time scripture stuff here. All the players in the Bible that y'all say ain't the real Bible, all the players are lining up just as the ain't the real Bible said it was going to happen. You're seeing the reconstitution of the old Holy Roman Empire, which will sanction going against Israel in the end, or eventually, I don't know. Because on that timeline, I can't figure it out as I read and try to understand end time prophecy. I can't peg the different landmarks and on the timeline. I can't get it through my head like that. I really need Barbara Mike to advise me. He's an expert on all things scriptural, self-confessed expert. But we're seeing it jump off the pages. This is why I say to the church, man, what are y'all talking about over there? Oh, Eddie McFerrin, don't worry, be happy. Oh, okay, okay. Folks, let me just say, we're going to get caught unaware. We're coming through a narrow passageway everybody ain't going through. Now me, strong man, I'm getting out on that first boatload. I'm going to be like the guy on the Titanic. I'm going to be on the front of the ship with my arms outstretched. Let's go, Lord. Crank it up. Leave them. Try to tell them. Our number, 601-879-0002. Who loves you? Radio Strongman. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, I want to remind you, Rapid Tire Exchange. You need some tires on that car, need brakes, you need anything that affects the steering, drivability of your car. Well, Rapid Tire Exchange has. Now, they don't do engine work, but they can advise you. They've got shops that they're affiliated with, and they can recommend who do the same quality work that they do to the undercarriage of your car. So I always urge, particularly you ladies out there, you're looking for a shop that you can depend on to give you the straight skinny when things are going wrong with your car and you just don't want to just take it to anybody. Well, Ken and Dave and the crew over there will take good care of you. They're located in Clinton, right across from the Walmart, right in back of Rapid Oil Change. So get your oil change, all your fluids, wiper blades, and all the things that you need to make sure your car continues to give you a lifetime of service. So go to RapidTireExchange.com. You can schedule your appointment, order your parts, and again, it's easy peasy. Rapid Tire Exchange, 953 Highway 80 in Clinton, Mississippi. They also have accessories for your truck, car, or ATV, SUV, anything that's got a V in it, they can take care of it and give you something. I don't care whether you need lifts on the car or the whole nine yards, they've got it. RapidTireExchange.com. Let's go to my friend, Mobile Bob. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Well, the lawfare, of course, against President Trump continues. And I guess all the other politicians aren't worried because, well, this is just going to happen to Trump. Nobody's going to do this to any other Republican or, you know, as long as they're part of the deep state, except Trump. Because what are they doing to him? You can do to anybody.
They're going to do that. They're going to do to everybody. They get around to killing off and doing... Nobody's a friend of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is a movement. It's like a blob. It's kind of, you know, it's going to consume you. So you may think you're riding high and you everybody's disposable, brother. Everybody.
Yeah. And they can do this to absolutely anybody for any reason at any time. Now, I know that the governor of New York was trying to calm the New Yorkers down, the other real estate folks down there. We won't do this to you. It would just be Trump. How the fuck can it just be Trump when they're all doing the same thing he's doing? Well, if you don't care about the law, then I guess it can. And like they well know, oh, no, it don't just have to be Trump. It'll just have to be whoever they don't like or whoever they push the button on saying, you do this to them. It doesn't matter if there's an actual law or not anymore. Just do it.
Well, you got to understand when Klaus Schwab says you own nothing to be happy, Democrats are going to make sure you own nothing. Whether or not you're happy, they won't give a damn after that. It's going to be on you. You can make yourself happy, make yourself mad. You just won't have anything. And this is why Trump is so instrumental and so important to the cause of freedom, freedom's cause, fighting for it, et cetera. Because everybody else are just lessers. They won't fight the good fight. They won't stand up. They're not willing to take any kind of inconvenience or pain. And this man is out there taking all the stripes on our behalf. So, man, when people finally realize it, it's going to be too late. That's what I'm saying. I won't have anything for them. Don't knock on my door and say, dog, hey, man, look, let me have. Nope. I ain't got nothing for you.
Yeah. All these folks will realize it too late. Yeah, if you realized it years earlier, you could have done something about it. There wouldn't be 40 million new migrants in about to take over your country or in the inflation going through the roof right now. If you had realized it sooner. Like that woman who complained about all those migrants in Chicago. Really? I know you want to realize. You still don't realize because you're always trying to make an excuse for the way things were. So you still don't really realize what's going on. And that's what's the scary part. They only have a fraction information, but they're making decisions that impact everybody.
Well, as I said, man, I mean, we're making notations of all these things that are happening all around us, but the end point is going to be collapse. It's the breaking of a system unnecessarily, but it's because of people who just full of themselves, the billionaires and their lackeys and their stuntmen up and down the media food chain, the political food chain, the military food chain. This is why it's going to come a time. It's going to be every man for himself. And I promise you guys better hope I don't run across one of y'all. You better hope you better hope you see me before I see you.
You ask the average person out there, okay, what's this over there? They're becoming just jumbled, all these allegations against Trump. They're becoming jumbled. People don't even pay attention to them anymore. They don't even know what they are. All the media just throw out their hush money, Trump's hush money trial. Really? Number one, it's not illegal to pay somebody hush money. So if that's what you want to go with, the media, because they don't care about legality, as we well know. And they don't care about informing the public, as we well know. But you can pay anybody the money you want, but to have them not say, business is doing it all the time. But Brass wants to claim that Trump should have claimed it as a campaign finance, part of his campaign finance, about part of his campaign. And had he done that, then they would have got him for calling the campaign, for part of his campaign.
Well, no, actually, what happened was, in that regard, it was investigated, and his lawyer, Michael Cohen, wrote a letter to the FEC on behalf of President Trump's campaign, making it clear that President Trump did not pay any money and that there was no money exchanged by the campaign on behalf of Trump or to Stormy Daniels. That's in the record. It's affidavit form. Right. This is why what these people are doing is just pure harassment. It's harassment.
Exactly. Then because Trump reimbursing Cohen, I guess is what they claim, because Cohen was Trump's lawyer.
Right.
He has to reimburse him. He has to pay him.
Well, the thing is, he had him on retainer. So if he paid him in aluminum cans, it doesn't make a difference. The man was on retainer. So what he decides to give him at any particular time, minus a contract to a specific amount, it's between him and Cohen. See, these people don't, it's like the protesters out there blocking the traffic. They want to have their First Amendment rights to protest policy, but President Trump and the J6ers can't have theirs to protest a stolen election.
No. Yeah. The selective enforcement of the law is what's going on right now. You can burn down a church across the street from the White House or in the air of the White House. Nobody even looks at it. Nobody even does an investigation. Nobody's been arrested for that. All these January 6th folks, they've been getting arrested left and right, and without trial, without any trial. They're all selecting for. This is the most dangerous thing that the left is unleashing on us right now, folks. All you folks who still think that you still want to support Democrats, the selective enforcement of the law. Because, okay. Which I keep saying, okay, what if Republicans do that? But we well know Republicans don't have a backbone. If that's what needs to start happening, they need to start going after Obama, Clinton, and Obama, Clinton, even Carter. If we fight fire with fire, you find stuff on them, and all the same way, you can just make right now. You're just making up stuff, make up stuff on them.
Yeah,
but Republicans don't care about that.
The only problem is there is nobody to go after them. Republicans aren't going to do it, and Democrats aren't going to investigate themselves. This is why our founding father said this government is being set up for a virtuous people. These people aren't virtuous. In no area can you point to that they're virtuous or even strive to be virtuous. These people are troublemakers. They are of the household of Satan. And I mean that. I mean it from the basement of my heart. This is an evil group of individuals, and they get worse every day.
The precedent has been set, folks, that a state elected official can go after a sitting president with dealings involving a national election. It was this way. The Brad is trying to enforce campaign finance laws for a national election, but using the state of New York's whatever he can drum up with, state of New York's rules. mm-hmm. that Trump violated to enforce it for a national election. That was a presidential election. That wasn't even a local race in New York.
Right.
That he's been, and he's won, he's, and it's a, it makes it a federal offense, if anything, and he bumped it up to a felony when it was a misdemeanor. $130,000, folks. If you, I know you advise what I did. Don't even know how much money was paid to Stormy Daniels. It was just $130,000, period. For a victimless crime, there was no victim. Supposedly, they wanted to say it's a crime. If you want to claim it's a crime, no victim and $130,000.
The victim is Trump. The victim is Trump.
Yeah, right.
He was being extorted. And to make it go away, if in fact these things, if in fact the money did change hands, that's not a crime. But they're trying to say that he used his business to do it and they to put the money up and the money was part of a campaign. But this is exactly what Fannie Willis is doing down there. And yet they don't have a look, folks. The whole notion of these people being shamed about the hypocrisy is a waste of time. Yeah. These people have to be defeated and you got to be brutal when you do it.
It was a federal election. Oh, one more thing before I go. Yeah, you mentioned about those blocking bridges. Those people blocking bridges, what's that going to do? I guess that forces Biden to put pressure on Israel or whatever. Like you said before, Israel has to take care of business with Hamas. They've been playing around with them way too long, and this is what they get for. So blocking a bridge in San Francisco isn't going to persuade Netanyahu to do. And maybe one person brought up a good point. No one's breathing word one about Hamas releasing their hostages.
Right.
All these protests, why don't you all bring that up?
Yep, and Israel said release the protesters, release the hostages, and then we'll stop the bombing. And they're, okay, you don't want to address it, then we'll keep. Look, folks, this is why I'm saying, don't get bogged down with these people and their foolishness. They'll drag you up and down the food court with this foolishness, getting you to engage in a conversation that, no. All I'm going to do is peel your damn cap back and you're going to like it. Or I'm going to peel your cap back and you're not going to like it. Those are your only two choices.
Exactly. All right, man.
Appreciate it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. I think we got my boy on the line, Chris. Hey, buddy.
What's going on, Mr. Wade? Jim O'Bill, I'm just glad to quit calling because every time I think of something I want to talk about, dang it, y'all don't beat me to it. Now, I was going to talk about that like January 6th. You know, they was going to spend all this money on security up in New York for the trials because all these Sixers and Chompers are going to come up there and shut down the streets and disrupt. You know, because they proved the Portland 6, and that's what I hated. But then they're going to go shut O'Hare, shut down the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, it could be people on ambulances, people missing their flights, and they're not doing nothing, just standing there watching them. Why ain't they going out there knocking them in the head, shooting them non-lethal guns, pepper spraying them?
That's what I would be dragging them by their skull off the, look.
I'd be taking them, throwing them off the side of the bridge. Can you swim? You're going to learn how today if you can survive that thing. You know, I ain't worried about the falls that sudden stop.
There you go. Well, the thing is, these people are just, they are so into themselves. They think they're so important and everything in their world is so important. Folks, these people just need a wake-up call, man. They need a 12-step program on that backside.
Well, Mr. Wade, you just right there. They've been spoiled, always giving in, you know, sit there and throw a fit instead of putting up with it and get their way. And they've been brave, my parents, that's done that. You know, it's time to start pushing back.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like I said, if I'd been up on that bridge, I'd drug them off there and slung them off the side of it.
Well, the thing is,
you're disrupting everything. People out here, what if somebody, that's what I'm looking at. What if somebody was on an ambulance or a pregnant mom or something and they died because they out there protesting for something across seas and got nothing to do with us in a legit sense? Cannot they go and sue those folks?
Well, again, it's because nobody's telling these people no. It's the same thing I was saying about getting that bad child out of the classroom. If that child is never told no, it's just a matter of time before they're out there shooting up or doing other mayhem or violence or anything. We just got to break it up at the door. That's all.
And Kim, you've talked about this for years. That child's got a right to be, but if he's disrupting, he needs to be pulled out of there. That's what voltage, detention, and all that stuff's for. Why should he come in there and disrupt the class? And, you know, we know they're getting there. So they're getting attention, they're not getting at home, so they're going to what? Be bad. Well, that's when they put that corporal punishment, put the belt across that back side. If you ain't getting it home, you're going to get it when you come up here. You're going to sit down and learn the ABCs and keep your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Coach, I used to hate Coach King either. I did that for a little bit, but I learned that. I know I'm tough back there, but, you know, I like to sit down sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm going to sit here and pay attention.
Well, the thing is, kids don't know what's normal. And if you show them normal is them sitting their butts down after they got knocked around a little bit, they'll be a little bit more circumspect. Yeah, they're going to have their lips poked out. But when they get older, they'll realize, like I said, doing the right thing does not go out of style. We just got to have the courage to do it. This is why no is the answer in a lot of cases. We're just not giving them the no. And these folks blocking the streets, bruh, I'm telling you, bruh, don't do this in Jackson. If I was the mayor, Hoss, don't try it. We're going to pay whatever legal fees we have to pay, but we're going to teach you a lesson.
Well, I want to know how many of them living at home when mom and dad's dying. And mom and dad, you know, tell them out. I'm sorry, you're 18. Get out and live on your own. Because, you know, we've seen them over the years and up sitting there. You can't kick them out. Yeah, I can. This is my roof.
Mm-hmm. Well.
My step, as long as you put your feet under my table, you're going to abide by my laws and rules.
When you're in Rome, you burn Roman candles. Got and when you're, at, when you're at my house, you're going to burn my candles. That's how it's going to work.
I like my belly full, so you know that. There's some good cooking going on. I can sacrifice because, like I said, we're going to be eating cats one day, but we're going to be full belly. Mm. We're going to get along.
Well, again.
All right, Kim, I'm going to jump up.
Appreciate
it. I'm going to jump off here, man. Get back to you. Good work, bro.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. No.
Be safe.
Chris is right about the protesters and things like that, but it's only because our government wants it. The government is behind this, man. All right, we got Rod on the line. What do you say, Rod? Hey.
What's up, Kim?
Hey, brother.
Hey, listen, just want to make a quick point. You know, with Trump getting railroaded in this case, you know, it hadn't been too long ago in America where, you know, especially in a Democrat run, you know, where the Klan was in charge, you know, they could just go take any black guy and just yank him out of bed and put him up on charges in front of an all-white jury.
Hello.
And he didn't stand a chance, right?
Right. That's right. That's right.
And, you know, that's been...
It's the same thing now, yeah.
You know, it's pretty much the same thing going on now. And this is my question. I'm not black, so I can't really speak to this. But why are the black leaders not standing up and going, no, hold on, no, we've seen this happen before. It happened to us, and it ain't been that long ago, that they could just bring somebody up on charges. You know, a store got broken into, and the Klan would go down and yank some black dude out of bed and say, yeah, he did it.
Yep.
And he's going to stand in front of a jury that's already said he's guilty. The judge has already said he's guilty just because they need somebody to be guilty.
Well,
and now it's happening all over again. Of course, it was the Democrats the first time. It's the Democrats now.
Hello, lights. Preach. Well, the bottom line is we have become what we fought against. This is why I say spiritually we have we are adrift as a community, as the black community. Collectively, we are adrift spiritually. Our leadership is corrupted. From my vantage point on the totem pole, it seems like they have sold out for the dollar bill. Alvin Bragg, if you look at it, all these black elected officials, none of them are addressing any of the problems that we fought 400 years for, but they're addressing every damn problem the Democrat Party think they have. Kamala Harris, Alvin Bragg, Fannie Willis, Letitia James, this Judge Chirkaton, the Black Caucus, every waking hour is to make sure the Democrat Party doesn't suffer a loss. And yet the black community cries out for reparations, but yet the people who could bring that do nothing. We got Snowball. What up, man?
Let me ask you a question.
Well, question. Yeah, we're here.
Yeah. You still there, Rob?
I'm here.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. You talk about the Klansmen that ran the Democratic Party. You talking about the same conservatives that's in the Republican Party now? That's who you're talking about.
I'm talking about the Democrat Klansmen. I'm talking about the Democrats.
Yeah. We talk about 1965. You talk about when the conservatives, the Dixiecrats, left the Democratic Party and went to the Republican Party. You talking about those people, right?
You don't know what you're talking about.
People like Strom, Thurmond, and all those people. Yeah, you talking about those people?
No.
I'm talking about the Democrats. They have
the same policies today. The Republican Party, the conservatives, they have the same policies today. That's what you're talking about, right?
No.
Because there wasn't no blacks in the Republican Party. I mean, in the Democratic Party.
You don't know what you're talking about.
There wasn't no Bennett Thompson. There wasn't no Algie Jeffries. There wasn't those people in the Democratic Party. It was the Dixiecrats that was conservatives that went over to the Republican Party.
They hadn't recruited you yet. They hadn't started using black people yet.
Black people broke into the Democrat Party.
No.
It was a robbery.
I'm asking you a question.
Heist.
No, Tim, you don't have nothing to do with this. I'm asking to rob a question. Are those the same Democrats?
You don't know what you're talking about, though. You're ignorant.
And I gave you
that history, bro. I don't care what you say. That's history. That's how history played out. That is history. I'm 57 years old. I'm not one of these 25, 26-year-old people that you can go smoke with their ass. So I'm asking you a question, Rob.
Sir.
Say the whole thing.
Sir.
Hey,
Snowball. Snowball. Hey. Ungawa.
You got your sample over here trying to run interference because he know that you don't know.
Hey, first of all, you need to take some of that bass out your voice. Hey, you talk to a white man. You talk to a white man.
I don't give a
You better put some speck on this white boy. Uh-oh.
Well, you sound like a good Democrat, Snowball.
He is. He ride or die Democrat, man. He going to die Democrat.
He ride or die.
But you right. Hey, listen. Snowball got his facts all wrong.
House boy.
Yeah. Ooh, he called him a house boy. All right, well, look, we got to take a break. Snowball is going to take a drink. He'll probably call back if Green Eyes ain't there. We'll be right back. Well, all right, folks, we're back. And, folks, that was the late, great Snowball. You know, he's been domesticated. Green Eyes got that boy in a headlock over there. But that's good because the boy was running buck wild, but he ain't got any smarter. Hey, Joe, Snowball, did you know that Joe Biden was a Dixiecrat? Now you're looking all crazy, ain't you? Yes, he was. This is why I keep telling you black people who are in the Democrat Party. Okay, so when all these Dixiecrats supposedly left and purified the party, then why aren't you doing better in the party, particularly when you went over there with your pure self? Why aren't you making the progress? Why haven't you got reparations? Why the schools all messed up? Why are you killing each other? Why are you last on every economic indicator? Okay, you say Republicans don't like black people or don't like whatever. Why do you even care? How is that stopping your flow? So I think we can conclude after 60 years, you don't know what the hell you're doing. You're just full of a whole lot of meaningless information in your head, a.k.a. you're an idiot. You don't know how to navigate around obstacles and setbacks. All they got to do is roll their eyes at you and tell you no, and you'll sit down and cry. They can break your plate and tell you to sit down and try to put it back together, and you spend your whole rest of your day in life doing that. You're an idiot. You're a weak man. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
The whole rest of your day and life, brother.
Hey, Kim Wade.
What's up, brother?
Listen, I can give a little historical perspective on this, okay?
All right.
There were very large portions of the Northeast that were every bit as segregated mentally as the South was. Mm-hmm. And Joe Biden ran with that crew. He was a close associate of Strom Thurmond, who was a notorious states' writer. Mm-hmm. And he was of the ilk that was representative of the time, because I remember when in the 60s they tried to integrate the Boston schools, and there was riot in the street from what we would call middle white Americans.
Right. Yep. And that's what I'm saying.
He's not changed his stripes. He has not changed a whit. He just puts on a kabuki mask, and there will some will, you know, some will fall for anything.
And that would be Snowball. He's fallen hook, line, and sinker. Thanks, Steve, for that historical correction for Snowball. All right, folks, we're back, and it's Tuesday. Glad to be back here in the studios. Snowball has blessed us with his pearls of wisdom, grounded in absolutely nothing. He knows not what he's saying, but what he says is very popular and widely held in many in the minds of many black Democrats. They don't understand what they don't know, and they won't try to learn. Steve educated it. Bobcat is educated. Bobcat points out that Joe Biden eulogized a Dixiecrat. Joe Biden is a Dixiecrat. Black folks got over their hatred of Dixiecrats when Joe Biden offered himself up. That's why he said, people are full of crap, man. You ain't got to go along with it. Just, I mean, you ain't necessarily got to confront them. You just look, man, just walk wide of them. It's pretty clear at this point here in 2024, the chances of the black community getting itself together is getting slimmer and slimmer every day. There's too many forces working against us. We've turned our back on the God who delivered us. We lack gratitude. We're very unthankful people, and we're aggressively ignorant on so many topics that's crucial to our survival, and we won't take counsel. Ready to fight everybody all the time. And I'm just saying, dog, this is not going to work. We're headed for self-destruction, but it's not just the whole country's going downhill. But the battering ram to make that happen has been the black Democrat. Just as he's uninformed. And think about it. He says, and he specifically says 1965. Well, first of all, let's just say the Democrat Party represents 100 people. If 50 of that 100 leaves because they are Dixiecrats. That doesn't purify the party. Not when you got policies that were voted on by those 100 Democrats and you're getting 100% support for policies that harm black people, people in general. So what is the basis of your hope that those 50 who didn't leave were not part of the problem? And that's part of the problem with black folks today is that the people who hated us are still there. The policies still there. But because we go through all these mental gymnastics trying to separate for the purpose of being good coon dogs, that we can't progress. I pointed out to you yesterday about Senator Derek Simmons and State Representative Robert Johnson, how they were pointing out the fact that they were reluctant to support the INSPIRE Act being proposed in the House of Representatives because of the groups that were in favor of it, conservative groups. But if it wasn't for conservative groups, public education in Mississippi would be even worse than it is today. It was white conservatives that insisted on passing legislation that would require students to be tested to make sure that they're reading and performing at grade level. What is racist about that? Black caucus didn't do that. White caucus didn't. White Democrats didn't do that. But the point is, bro, this is what we need Derek Simmons and Robert Johnson and all the other black caucus. Dude, we need you to evaluate these policies on their efficacy, whether or not they actually work. Not whether or not, see, they, black folks, we did that with the Tea Party at the request and behest of the NAACP. Tea Party's racist. Supposedly the NAACP commissioned a study. Them cheap Negroes ain't putting no money up for no crap like that. I know it and you know it. Same thing I keep telling you about this legislation. Very rarely do these black politicians draw up a bill. They take a bill that's been handed to them, but you know what? Most politicians do that, black or white. The bills that they put into the hopper come from the lobbying groups. That's the way the system goes. Nothing wrong with that. But the problem, in my estimation, is that the black Democrats don't come up with anything on their own. They oppose what is in there. They'll jump up and down and say, we weren't consulted. But when it comes to maneuvering around obstacles and things that hold the community back, they are nowhere to be found. Nowhere. The evidence is all around us, bro. This stuff is broke. The black community is in a rut. We can sit up here in front and flex and pretend all we want. We are in a rut. Well, white people in a rut too. Okay, so this fool's happy because other people in the rut. Damn. How can you work with somebody like that? But they so proud of their blackness. And it don't mean anything. Don't I give a dang? Nobody cares. But you like the black guy walking around holding his private parts all the time. Like somebody gonna come take your stuff? It's meaningless. And they ain't interested in change. You know why? I went to a community meeting some month or so back. And politicians that were conducting the meeting were being beset and harassed by a former politician and his paid henchmen to come in there and basically disrupt. These are all black folks now. And I'm thinking, really? This is what all that grift and stealing you've been doing for the last 4 or 5 decades, however long it's been, you're using your money for that? But that's not putting black people down. It's holding black people back, but it ain't putting them down. You see how we got all this foolishness in our head? And then you get mad at the strong man when I'm saying, bro, you know what? Who was that I was listening to? Talking about Michael Epps. Michael Epps going back to Indianapolis, helping rebuild the neighborhood he grew up in. There are plenty of blacks with money who are willing to do that. You know what we want to be able to do here in Jackson? Show them how to do it. But we said, oh, man, Magic need to invest in the black community. Kobe Bryant's wife need to invest in the. No, wait a minute. No, you need to have an investment that people want to invest in. Then you don't have to be restricted to black folks. If it's a good deal and the numbers work, the numbers paper out, you won't have the problems, bruh. But we don't want to do that. We want everybody to do something because we're black. Screw you and screw that. That's ignorant. Don't do it. Make them suffer. If they can't figure it out, make them suffer. Hard times will make a monkey eat red peppers. Let's go to John. Hey, John.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wade. It's a great day to be a Democrat.
I'm sure it is, bro.
Data point number one, Donald Trump will be convicted. And your caller, I believe it's Mobile Bob, who couldn't understand the prosecution of Donald Trump on the, it's not campaign finance so much that they're going to get him on. It's going to be on making false entries into your books, sir. Falsifying your books, sir. That's what they're going to get him for.
Sir.
That's a felony,
sir. No. See, that's the reason why Bragg has not revealed the felony which is the predicate for all the other stacking of the charges against Donald Trump. Once that falls, which it will, all the other will be meaningless, sir. Because that means it was not a false entry, sir. The false entry is if the false entry is if he paid the money. Okay? There's already affidavits in the record showing that the money was not paid by Donald Trump or the organization on behalf of Stormy Daniels, sir. He already had a contract, a retainer arrangement with the attorney, which is not illegal, sir.
Mr. Wade, it's a shame you're not on the jury, sir, but unfortunately, we're in New York State, and prosecutors in New York State prosecute these kinds of crimes all the time in Manhattan. This is nothing weird.
No, actually, it is, sir. It is weird, this interpretation of the law, the way this DA is doing it. This is a harassment. This is what they did to the blacks to take the land, which you are so happy about, but you want reparations for, but you're happy that it happened to Donald Trump.
Mr. Wade, reparations. You've never heard us talk about reparations, Mr. Wade.
Only ad nauseum, sir. Only ad
nauseum. Here's what I'll tell you, Mr. Wade. He will be convicted, and you can mark my words on it. I guarantee you, when I speak it, I speak truth.
Sir, sir, sir. The conviction, listen, sir, the conviction. That's why Donald Trump wants the man to throw him in jail. It's like throwing him in the briar patch. We keep trying. See, you are so hell-bent on seeing this man suffer. You don't realize that it's going to be the pain that's going to put the wind under his wings, and he's going to sail right into 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, sir.
So what you're telling me, Mr. Wade, is you love Donald Trump so much that even if he breaks
the law. I love righteousness, sir.
Sir, if he breaks the law, you don't want him prosecuted because you think he is above the law.
No.
Is that what you're telling me, Mr. Wade?
Alvin Bragg has broken the law. Let me ask you this here. Where's this energy and zeal for solving some of the problems you people complain about ad nauseum about every damn thing? Why can't you black prosecutors get on some of those problems, sir?
Here's what I'll tell you, and that's a great talking point, Mr. Wade, but all you have to do is turn the news on every day, and there are folks that are working diligently to solve the problems in the urban centers, but the talking point for conservatives...
And who's doing that, sir?
We never see anybody out in the city.
Who's solving these problems, sir? Who's working on them? Okay. So what's new about these problems, sir? Because you got 60 years to have solved them.
Don't pretend that you don't see community leaders constantly talking about how to deal with crime.
Talking about
pregnancy. Yes, we are. Upkeep of neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. Kenneth Stokes talks about it. Many others talk about it. But unfortunately, you guys pretend like you don't hear it or you turn a blind eye to it because it doesn't fit your narrative. Now, point number three. The idea that you guys believe that if we switch to the Republican Party, our lives would be so much better. But look at the raggedy Republican Party. You guys can't even conduct the country's business in the House. You know why? Because you're not ready to lead. You guys want the title, but you're not ready to fight to keep the title. Democrats know how to run a bureaucracy. They know how to run a government. They have a
well, let me ask you this here. If all these things be so, then what's the source of your complaint? You people who complain all the damn time about everything. Now, you don't complain because you are a flunky functionary for this evil regime called the Biden administration.
You know what the sad part is, Mr. Wade? There's not a lot of complaining going on other than from the conservatives. The conservatives are complaining and constantly trying to purport this welfare narrative for Democrats. But unfortunately, what people don't understand is that on both sides of the aisle, Democrat and Republican, guess what? There are welfare recipients. There are a lot of people that can't pay their bills, Mr. Wade.
Because of Biden's policies. Under Donald Trump, everybody was getting paid. Living their life, sir.
Let me clarify something for you, sir. Under Donald Trump, everybody was going deeper into debt, Mr. Wade. And what I mean by that, the country was sinking deeper into debt. The deficit was increasing, sir. So all he did
deficits always, but he was also growing the economy to service the debt, sir.
Yeah, he was growing our economy, and we were still sinking into debt, sir. So let's stop the game.
Sir.
We're playing.
That's like dying, sir. You're dying every day you live, sir. It's called life in the big city, sir.
And what you don't understand is this. Democrat or Republican, Mr. Wade.
Sir.
Neither party, sir, Mr. Wade.
Sir. Sir. Wade, sir.
Neither party.
Sir, we have the white man on the line. We got white boy Bob, sir. Bow down.
I got a question for you, John. How much has Biden added to the deficit? You never talk about that.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this. Biden has added to the deficit. Bush added to the deficit. Obama added to the deficit. Bill Clinton was the only one that struck a deal and moved to the center with Newt Gingrich and those folks, and he flanked them. And even on the crime bill, even though it was a bad crime bill, he flanked them, outflanked them. And guess what? Everybody since him has done what? Ran up the deficit.
Tell me what year during the Bill Clinton administration that the budget deficit, the national debt, actually declined.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. There was a surplus. I can tell you this. There was a surplus when Bill Clinton left office.
It never declined, so the surplus was a paper surplus only.
Okay. Well, if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, the national debt never declined. Now, the other
Here's what we'll say.
When was the last Biden legally prohibited from the ballots in Ohio and Alabama? What are you going to do?
Here's what I'm going to tell you, sir. Joe Biden is the best candidate we have today.
Answer my question. What are you going to do now that Joe Biden
26 electoral votes
eliminated off of the ballot in Ohio and Alabama?
Well, let me tell you a secret. Joe Biden doesn't need Ohio, and he doesn't need Alabama.
He doesn't need Ohio. Oh,
no, he doesn't need Ohio.
I love Trump. For sure.
You love him?
Yeah, bring him in a bit. Drop that stimmy.
Sir?
Because you know why? Because Donald
Because you stole the election without it last time, sir. That's the reason why.
That's right. We don't need Ohio, and we'll steal it again. You know why? Because you guys are not ready to leave. So sit back.
Heard it from the horse's mouth, folks.
All right, we're out of here. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
You want no more money for you. Bye-bye.
No more money for you. All right, folks, we're back, and it's what? It is Tuesday. Glad to be back here in the studios. Want to remind you, hotline numbers brought to you by Complete Exteriors, Roofing and Gutters, CompleteExteriorsMS.com. Go there, schedule an appointment to get your first, second, or third estimate on any damage that may have been done through the inclement weather that came through here a couple of days ago. Also, folks, you need a good auto mechanic who can work on your engine, diesel, any maker model they can work on. That's our good friends over at Mayo Auto Clinic. You heard of Mayo Health Clinic? Well, they've been known to solve many hard problems that people had health-wise. Well, Mayo Auto Clinic does it for your car. You got an automobile you want to keep, automobile that you're just not satisfied with. They hadn't figured out what's wrong with it. Take it to the troubleshooters down there at Mayo Auto Clinic in Raymond, Mississippi. Located on Highway 18 right next to the high school there in Raymond. Folks, you can't miss it. They open at 7 a.m. in the morning. Go online, schedule your appointment. And they will take good care of you. They also do routine maintenance on the car. That's oil changes, tire rotation, the whole nine yards. Mayo Auto Clinic, MS.com. All right, folks, we just heard from Here's the Thing, John Snowball. Who could be far behind? Thomas? Larry? The usual suspects have gotten their courage up to call. But here's the thing, John. Look, you got to see, this is my whole point to y'all, folks. Quit worrying about these people not doing right. You and I need to do right. We need to do right by ourselves. We don't owe them anything. We don't have to keep listening to their crap, keep trying to indulge them, just as we were talking about the folks blocking the highways and things like that. These people just think they're important. And when you disabuse them of that notion, then they'll get a better understanding of where they are in life and where they're headed. And my whole thing is, if you can't stand pain, keep it moving, dog. But see, what they're doing, they won't leave us alone. They're walking on the back of our heels demanding that we pay them attention. And this is why, folks, when you end up on these juries, if you know it's BS, you ain't got to listen to the jury. Well, you can listen to the jury, and so you don't have to follow them. You see Trump facing this hostile jury up there, this hostile judge up there. If you're sitting on the trial, you be the holdout. That's your look. You got the ballot box, you got the jury box, and you got the ammo box. Those are the choices. But you always spend all your time trying to get along, trying to show people what good Christians you are and all that. Hoss. You can be a good Christian by not putting up with their BS. You're under no obligation to go along with it. That doesn't make you, nice. It makes you a fool. Is that not what the devil says? What does the devil always say? Does not the word say? Does not the word say? That's why I said, no, I'm going to bust you in your head, and then you can apply the word to yourself. You know about healing, right? Heal that knot on your head now. But you hit me. I know. Forgive me, right? I can't forgive you. Then hit him again. Let's go to Master D. Hey, man.
Shalom. What you all fail to realize, Republican and Democrat, the Democrats, Dixocrats are working along with the white supremacist Republicans. They follow me all day, every day, trying to isolate. They're trying to destroy. They're trying to manipulate. What I suggest what all the people do is read the book of Revelation. America will fall. It's a biblical thing. See, we want to sit here and pretend, play with the colors, red and blue. It's a biblical thing, sir. The Bible clearly say that a great separation must take place. Civil war, the independent war. You know, what they're doing to Donald Trump is something they do to black people on it every single given day. They're getting a taste of what it's being like. You know what I'm saying? So when you bring in white supremacy within that party, that's a downfall. And then you got the white supremacists over there to the left. That's a downfall. And they go share information on this person, that person. You know, it's got to change. America is going to fall within because, you know, one thing, you hadn't paid reconciliation. And we've been very loyal to them. For you to come and do what you do, Mr. Biden or whoever, and he's talking about that. He doesn't understand the Democratic Party was started. It started the KKK. KKK started the Democratic Party. They're not your friends, son. You know, they got these token boule Negroes in these fraternities selling their people out. Look at the condition of Jackson. It's not about size or color with me, because any man that can love can conquer. Hey, you can follow me. You can say things about me, but you ain't doing nothing but hitting your own demise, because we can't save this country. You know what I'm saying? I'm for reparation, but there's conditions on those reparations. Any fool that doesn't know that, you're giving money to everybody except the people that built this country? Man, come on, man. We don't owe you people nothing. All you people strung out on this mess, and then you sit there and they had a 400-year run over us, then you turn around and say we equal through assimilation. Come on, black people are their own worst enemy now. They sit there and steal the money and do all kind of things, and then they sit there and try to demonize the mayor or whatever. They didn't say anything with Mike Moore did the same thing, but he walked away with $200 million. Where are his friends at? Mr. Ali, you sell out, and Kenny Stokes, y'all just hustling black people. Y'all are no damn good. Thank you, Kim, and have a good day.
Thank you for the internet. Let's, we got Sylvia.
Y'all are no damn good.
Hey, Sylvia.
Hey, Kim, how's it going?
What's up?
I just wanted to say the following. If here's the thing, Lion John truly believes all that he says, I had to pay taxes this year to the IRS, to the federal government. When former President Donald J. Trump was in office, I didn't pay a dime. As a matter of fact, my return was wonderful. And my refund, I mean. Now, what bothers me is that since I've been under Biden, it's been different, significantly different. And I know that I overpay. I know I do. Without a doubt. I'd like to know, here's the thing, John, why was it such a big difference between being under Trump and now being under Biden? Biden is a thief and a traitor. And those of you who vote for him, you are no better than an infantile,
infidel.
I'll say something else. Yes, that's an infidel. That's exactly what I wanted to say. And you're disillusioned, and you just are not right. And mentally, I feel those who support Biden, there's something wrong with you. Because if you cannot see that this man is a traitor, if you cannot see that this man hates Israel, if you cannot see that this man wants to destroy this country, then something's wrong with you. Not only that, that reparations that Master D talks about, this government doesn't owe anything to so-called black people. And this country was raised by, I mean, was built by several people of race and color. And I'm just tired of hearing that rhetoric, that foolish rhetoric. But I want you to know, under Trump, didn't pay a dime. Under Biden, I have to pay a dime. And I'm not pleased with it. So I am all for former President Donald J. Trump. I am a MAGA person, and I hope and pray that there'll be no stealing this year for the vote in November. And even if Donald J. Trump is convicted, I'm still going to vote for him. And I don't. If he is, I do believe that it'll be overturned on the appeal. But I don't care. I'm still going to vote for him. And that's how I feel. I hope I made sense. And I will talk to you later, Kim.
All right. Thank you. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks. We're back. Hey, I want to remind you, folks, Revel Ace Hardware, 70-plus years providing service to the community. Folks, they're the ones who save you on the gas. You done been there. You went to the big box store to pick up some plumbing supplies or something. Oh, this looks like it might fit. This ought to work. And then you got to make a trip back. Go to Revel Ace Hardware, where they really have men and women in the various departments who know what they're talking about. And you go to some of these big box stores, you ask them a question, you get that 1,000-yard stare. I said, oh, my gosh. And so you just reach in and grab something. Hope it works. You don't have to worry about all that. Revel Ace Hardware. Again, they have the power store over there in Pearl. Of course, you can get the power tools anywhere at all the different locations, and they'll just route it over there to where you're located. If you're in Madison, you're in DeVille Plaza, you're out on the reservoir, on Spillway, Lake Harbor, whatever that, I guess it's Spillway, Lake Harbor, and of course down there in Florence, Mississippi. We just want to encourage you folks to use Revel Ace Hardware and get the job done in one run. Do it today. Revel Ace! And of course they have financing on all the lawn care equipment out there. They even have the packages for those of you looking to get in the lawn care business, trailer, zero turn, blower, weed eater, the whole nine yards, one low payment. That's how they roll. Revel Ace Hardware. All right, we got Chris. Hey, buddy.
Man, I didn't mean to double dip, but hey, people, y'all needing stuff, go down there and check Revel Ace out, because the folks in there, they'll try to help you out. They're going to try to sell you a battery pair or something unless you want it. Support these folks. I've been to all those stores. They're just as friendly. They won't even give you a chance to walk in and, like, can I help you? And I know where I'm going.
That's right.
But now I will holler back at you for a minute. John, you got a script or you buy that off the street? Because I want to know where you're getting your drugs from, because I need to, you need to share some with a brother. You need to share some to get my mind thinking.
Get it right.
I mean, put me in that lala with that Alice in Wonderland world. I don't know if he's dropping acid or what he's dropping, or he's just dropping stupidity.
Yeah, it's stupidity. It's strong drug that he's on, though. There's no question about it. And the thing about it is, see, the thing about John is watching this whole thing come unravel, the good life that he likes to flex and floss about. And look, I don't blame him. We all have a good in America. You know, we all have a good.
I ain't hating on John.
Right.
But you gonna sit there and you sound like you work for the government, getting a check from the government when I'm out here busting my butt to pay you to do that? Nah, John. Come on. Like I told you before, hey, let's go take a ride around Jackson about 11, 12 o'clock at night. You talking about how good it is. Show me. I ain't scared. Brother, we can go eat a crustal. We can go eat a $100-something steak.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to sit there, I mean, come on, John. If you're that much into the party and you're going to sit there and distraught history, what history books you read? Because I know they're changing on the internet and they're changing. Like Clay was talking about the other day.
Right.
You know, we don't know what to believe anymore. But I know what I believe. I believe in the Bible, and I believe the Bible and Jesus Christ is common sense. If we all can't get along, well, let's get it on.
There you go. Go down, brother. All right.
Bye, Kim.
We appreciate you, man. You know what? John is probably, if he's earned it, he put his time in, he gets the government retirement, that's all good. But the country is sliding. I mean, it's sliding off the foundation. And then all the people who say, you know, when Trump talks about making America great again, they don't want that. But they try to pretend like what's happening today ain't happening with all the kids killing each other, killing one another, killing their parents. That's why I keep saying to the Christian patriots and rednecks, to the saints out there, what we believe in is right. Our cause is right. The God we serve is the God. We need to quit indulging these folks. They don't know what they're talking about. They really are uninformed, and they're dragging everybody down with them because you guys are genuflexing, trying to make them feel good about themselves. No. They are going to be wrong because they're wrong, not because you like them or don't like them. They're going to have to learn life's lessons, as all adults do. We got John. We got John back here. Yes.
Mr. Wade, I'd just like to clarify something for your listeners, because your listener sounded a bit confused. She couldn't figure out why she received more money under Donald Trump than she received under Joe Biden. Now, there are two factors you could look at. Either you made a little bit more money, and two, those expiring tax cuts, they've expired. So now you got to pay for the loan that Donald Trump gave us on our own money. And that's what the government does. They'll give you this big tax cut, and they'll loan you some of your own money, and then say, "Well, now I got to borrow it back from you, so you got to pay back what we loaned you earlier." So
the government is lending us money, and the government doesn't produce any money, but they're lending us money.
No, the government's lending us our own money, basically, Mr. Wade. What they're doing is they're saying, basically, look, right now we're gonna let you have some more money out of your check. We're gonna give you some money back, and then they say, now 4 years later, when somebody else is in office, the Democrats are in, guess what? You got to pay that money back. We're going to have to charge you a little bit more to pay back what we already made.
Why would they have to pay it back, and who are they paying it back to?
They paying it back to themselves. It's all on paper, Mr. Wade. It's just paper.
So we borrow it from ourselves, and we pay it back to ourselves. So what is the role of the government in all this then?
Mr. Wade, the role of the government should be to protect and serve the citizens of the United States and their interests. That's what your government should be doing for you. But unfortunately, Mr. Wade, they understand our difficult financial times.
Oh.
They understand that people are living.
So why would the times be difficult financially, Mr. Wade, if they're doing all these great things with our money?
Mr. Wade, the great things they're doing, it's called trickle-down economy. Remember, George, it was trickle-down economy? You get a few scraps, but the 1%ers, they get all the money, Mr. Wade. Now, what I want to clarify for you is this. When we get our few scraps on our plate, we are so happy. I mean, we scream and we point to Donald Trump and say, oh, my God, the economy was doing great. Well, how do we pay for this so-called great economy? And we were constantly increasing the deficit. So I don't know what bank account you have.
So the citizens have to pay for the great economy.
That's what we're doing.
And so who's creating the great economy? The government through its policies?
Nobody. It's Mr. Wade. It's all smoke and mirrors, Mr. Wade.
Okay.
It's
so
smoke and mirrors.
If it's smoke and mirrors, then where's the hitch? Where's the problem?
Mr. Wade,
John, do you even know what you're talking about? Or are you just, as
yes,
Chris pointed
Mr.
out,
Wade.
Talking
Mr.
points?
Democrats and Republicans are selling us down the river when it comes to managing the economy. All they are doing is running up a deficit and pointing at the other party, and we paying for it. So if you don't understand why you keep paying, why I'm paying 20 to 25% of my income back to the government, then you explain to me why I got to spend 25% of every dollar I make goes to Uncle Sam. Now, you know why? Because we vote for it.
John. You're talking in circles. I think you're just talking, just to hear yourself talk.
You still miss the point, do you, Mr. Wade?
I do. I cannot figure out what the hell you're saying.
You really think Donald Trump gave you a tax break, don't you?
No, he didn't give me a tax break. He allowed us to keep more of our money through government policies. There's no need for the government to wait. I can waste my own money, sir.
Well, how long do you want us to keep running up the deficit, Mr. Wade?
Sir, we're going to always run the deficit. The question is, can we grow the economy? So you want an economy where it's not growing, but we're running up the deficit, or economy where the economy is growing and the deficit is also growing? Which one would you prefer, sir?
Let me educate you.
Because the Republicans give you the growing economy, sir.
Do you know what's running up the deficit, Mr. Wade? I'm getting ready to tell you.
Do you know the difference between the debt and the deficit, sir?
Social Security, and Medicare, and Medicaid. Now, if you want to make drastic cuts in those, then you can really start to make some headway. But guess what? Nobody wants to give up any of their Social Security benefits. Nobody wants to give up any of their Medicare. Nobody wants to mess with AARP.
Sir.
Nobody wants to mess
sir,
with defense.
But listen, all that's fair and good, but why can't I keep more of my money, sir? Period.
I just told you, Mr. Wade.
So we have to give it to somebody else that you approve of.
No, Mr. Wade, that
John,
people approve
John,
of.
John, the lawn care professional who handles your yard, do you make sure that they have a living wage, or do you just pay them the lowest amount you can?
Mr. Wade, I pay them what they charge, Mr. Wade. And if I think that they are charging a decent wage, I pay them a decent wage. They tell me what they charge, Mr. Wade. I don't tell them what I'm going to pay you. I ask you how much do you charge for your service, sir. But unfortunately, your government says, you know what, I'll buy one hammer for $100.
John,
I will buy one airplane for $20.
John, listen. I tell you what. Enough of the psychobabble for today. I think we're on full. A little bit of John goes a long way. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Let's educate you, listeners.
Take your ass back to California.
All right, folks. We're back, and it is the final few minutes. So let's go to Lacey. Hey, Lacey. Hey, babe.
Hey, how are you?
Kim's doing fine. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful.
Good.
Be better. But every time I hear that John speak, I get sicker and sicker. So let me tell you, he's just like most Democrats that I speak to and know. They're just like him. They see the fire burning, but they won't admit that it's hot. So he's a liar, and he knows he is, and obviously he touches a lot of people in the wrong way. But you can't listen to any of that crap that he says, because he's a sick man or just ignorant. So I just wanted to say that, and I wanted to say I love you. And to Sylvia, I love Miss Sylvia. She is awesome.
Well, we appreciate that. Huh? Okay, well, we appreciate that, Lacey. Sylvia's going to have one more comment before we get out of here. Thank you, babe. Hey, Sylvia.
Hey, Miss Lacey. Thank you for saying that. I appreciate that a lot. I just wanted to say to Asinine Lying John, that's what I'm going to call him now, Asinine Lying John. Under Trump, I made more money than I've ever made since I've been, quote, unquote, an adult. Under Traitor Lying Biden, who you dearly love, that's asinine, I made less money, significantly less money, and I had to pay significantly amount for taxes. And I know with all of my heart, I know what I'm talking about, asinine lying John. And my name is Sylvia, so when you are directing your comments to me, you may go ahead and use my name. I am woman enough to stand firm against you. You are asinine lying John, and I hope you realize it one of these days, but I doubt very seriously you will. I know what I'm talking about my income, and I know that I'm not the only person whose income is the way. This traitor buying Biden income, nothing but a lie. That's all I wanted to say. And Miss Lacey, thank you.
All right, we're out of here. See you on the radio. Peace.
You want to be no more money for you.